And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes, as we have a conversation about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. Whether today you find yourself in the workplace, or you're a student, maybe starting to look for a job, maybe you're an at-home parent, or maybe you're taking care of a loved one, or maybe you're someone who has just never really had faith, and you're starting to check it out, well, the next 30 minutes, we interview everyday people who share their everyday faith. We like to start the program with a victory verse. A victory verse is something that I've been reading and usually rereading and sharing with my friends, and so we'll share it with you this morning. It comes from the Old Testament. The prophet Jeremiah wrote in the book of Lamentations, he wrote this. He said, "The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is thy faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning." We're going to talk about that verse a little bit on the program today because that is something that has been near and dear to me this week, and I have needed that, and I have experienced that verse. So we'll get to that a little bit later on the program. But again, thank you so much for joining us today on the show. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes, where you can also check out mark5ministries.com. We have an email address. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. We appreciate your encouragements and always welcome your prayer requests. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us. And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us today on the program. We have my friend Lori Kramer with us. Lori, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
Well, Lori, we've had your husband on the show. He's a hero of mine. In fact, I had the opportunity to hear him speak and preach a little bit yesterday at a men's group, and he's just an anointed man. I know you know that, and every time I'm around him, I always come away with something new. What a guy.
He is. He's awesome.
On this show, we like to start with the faith journey, and I'm wondering if you would start off sharing a little bit about your faith journey, and then I'm going to talk a little bit, ask you some questions about Young Life and Young Lives and some other ministries that you're involved in. But if you could start with your faith journey.
Sure. So I grew up in the church, but never really had a heart connection to what I was hearing or didn't engage on that level. More went because my family went, and that was the thing we did. And so I remember being in church, but I don't remember a lot of what I heard. And definitely, I would say, did not have a personal relationship with Jesus. And so it was really for me through Young Life. I went to Saranac one summer, and that's one of our camps in upstate New York, and heard the gospel. And I mean, my heart was ready from all I'd known that seemed like more head knowledge and really became heart knowledge for me. And I began a relationship with Jesus that summer in 1983. Wow. So, well, I was at camp, yeah.
Tell us, if you would, for any of our listeners, because we get this a lot on this program, the difference between just going to church, mm-hmm. kind of going through the motions, checking the box, yep. if you will, and that relationship mm-hmm. part, which seems for so many that are searching and haven't engaged in a relationship with Jesus yet. Can you talk about, from your perspective, the difference between kind of just going to church and then when that relationship started mm-hmm. and how that changed you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say just going to church, it was a lot of head knowledge that I was acquiring, and really just felt a distance from the Lord. Didn't personally pursue a relationship with him on a daily basis at all. More went to church because I felt like that's what good people did, and that's what I saw my family doing. It was kind of a neighborhood church that all of our friends went to, and just kind of felt like if you're a good person, you go to church. Mm. But there was no personal relationship. I wasn't reading my Bible. I wasn't really depending on God in any way in my life. And so when I came to a relationship with Jesus, I started reading the Bible every day and praying and just more interactive on a daily basis, asking for his help, asking for his guidance, mm-hmm. asking for his wisdom, just really, I would say head to heart. I mean, I knew a lot about the Lord, but I didn't know the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, it was the difference between just wanting the things of God because the benefits of being a Christian, you mm-hmm. know, growing up, and really wanting God himself and a relationship with him. And that was kind of what changed for me, is just not wanting the things of being a Christian that came along with it, but just really wanting a personal relationship with him.
If any of our listeners are wondering if they have a relationship, maybe they think they do, they're not sure if they do, what would you say in terms of getting started with a relationship with Jesus? What would you say to any of our listeners if they're riding down the road right now and they're sort of wondering, I'm not sure?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a saying that sounds somewhat childish maybe, but it's as simple as the ABCs, that you admit you're a sinner, you believe in God and what he did for you in Christ's sacrifice on the cross, and you commit your life to him, which simply means you get up every day and you ask him to be a part of your life. There's mm-hmm. not a list of do's and don'ts, but it's more giving him your heart and allowing him to change your heart. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some things that were in my life that were good things that he had to get rid of, and there are some things that weren't in my life that were awesome things that he wanted to give me. So it's more not a set of rules, but relationship, that he wants our hearts, wants to hear from us every day, wants to speak to us every day. He wants to be involved in our lives just like a good friend.
Mm. Can we fast forward to your life now, and mm-hmm. if you would give us just a little insight in terms of, what does it look like for Lori Kramer to kind of live out her life now with the Lord? What is it? What does mm-hmm. that look like? If somebody was going to kind of see how your relationship with Jesus progresses throughout the day, do you spend time in the Word? Do you like mm-hmm. to worship? Do you minister, or all of the above?
Well, I would say, too, a pivotal point in my faith was we started having some issues with health with our kids. And then I, about 7 years ago, two different situations that really drew me to a desperate, you know, I need Jesus every day and I can't survive without him kind of place. We had a daughter who had epilepsy and then another daughter who had neurological complications from celiac disease and was on a feeding tube, not talking, walking, or eating for months. So I would say what has changed in Lori Kramer is I got God in my back pocket, you know, a free ticket to heaven and for eternity, but changed to a desperate, I need him to survive today. And so I feel like out of those kind of trials that we went through is the place where I'm living now. I need him every day. So I spend time with him in the morning. You know, but it's more a daily conversation. I talk to him all day. Mm-hmm. I try to engage him in every thought I have, every decision I'm making. When I think of my kids and they're in school with their peers, and one of the things I love now is I have three in high school. I love being up at the school and just being with their friends and praying for their friends mm-hmm. and being engaged in with their friends. So I really try to just love on the people they're loving and their parents and be involved in their lives, be supportive be a good listener. Where I work in retail in Stonefield, just loving people as they come in. It's amazing. Some people are just coming in because they're visiting someone at UVA that's, you know, not doing well, and they're just in, you know, hard places, and just loving them and just asking them about their life and being a good listener and caring about them. And so it's an all day thing. It's not just check off the box in the morning. I've spent my time with God. I mean, He wants to be with me all day, and I need Him with me all day. And so whether it's my kids' friends or a random person I encounter at work, or, you know, one of the teen moms I work with, that I would be a good listener and I would love them well just wherever they're at.
This is Everyday Faith Radio, and we're talking with Lori Kramer, and we just finished up chatting about her faith journey, and now we're kind of moving into a place where I really want to talk about this, Lori, kind of that desperation for God. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you had some challenges with your children, the health challenges that led you to this place where maybe there was nowhere else for you to go other than to kind of lay all of that at the cross of Christ and ask Him to kind of come in and minister to you and help take you through that time. There's a verse that comes to mind. The psalmist said, the Old Testament, he said, as a deer pants for water, so my soul thirsts for you. And I was reading that the other day, and I have somewhat of a similar story to you. I just love listening to your faith journey. But I, too, desire that throughout the day relationship with the Lord. And when that happened to me, my life changed. And so when I read that verse that the psalmist wrote, as a deer pants for water, so my soul thirsts for you, Lord, I remember taking it to my wife and saying, I think this is me. And then when you flip that translation, I like to read it in a lot of the different translations. When you flip that translation to the Message version, kind of the modern language version, it says, I need God and I want to drink God today. And, you know, some people might not take that the right way, but I think that's right when you're so hungry for the Lord throughout the day, that when you compare it to I can't survive without water and I can't survive without the Lord. Does that kind of did that verse kind of mean anything to you? Does that kind of take you as a deer pants for water? So my soul thirsts for you. It just kind of sounded like that when listening to you.
Oh, absolutely. In reference to my daughters.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's one thing to say that you believe in God, and it's one thing to wake up in the morning and say, I can't get through this day without you. And we were in the hospital for weeks, and so there was a time of just even reading His word, saying, I don't feel this, I don't see this in my circumstances, but I know it's true, and I'm going to believe it, and I'm going to read it, and I'm going to stand on it today, because it's the only way that I can get through. And I think of, you know, when Jesus talked about the house that was on the rock and the sand, it's not that... if trials come, it's when they come, are we going to be able to stand? And I felt like the Lord had given me enough foundation in my life and my faith to stand, but really got to that place of He was the one that was holding us up, and He was the one that was helping us stand. And, you know, He didn't promise us an easy life, but He promised us Himself, and that He's always going to be there. And even through, you know, dark moments there, the Lord was always present and moving and giving hope and healing and just bringing joy even in the midst of some tough circumstances.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. We're chatting with Lori Kramer. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment with more Everyday Faith. Please stay with us. And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have my friend Lori Kramer. Lori, thanks for being on the show and sharing your faith journey. Lori, I want to tell you just real quickly about this week because our listeners on the show have been so nice to me. February 8th, and all our listeners have heard this story, February 8th, my sister had to bury her 19-year-old daughter, Kaylee, passed away from cancer. And she was first year at UVA and passed away from cancer. And so we were just kind of getting over that in the Gaffney house. We were getting over that because we're a close family. So this was my niece, my children's cousin. Passed away. We're at the funeral and really just trying to minister to my sister, my mother, of course. And then all of a sudden, and again, our listeners heard this, is my wife's mother went into the emergency room for what we thought was a kidney stone. Mm. 4 days later, she's in hospice. Oh, 2 days later, she passes away. Mm. And so a month to the day, so March 8th, we're burying my mother-in-law. Mm. And so the listeners have been so nice to kind of let me kind of talk about this a mm-hmm. little bit. But as painful as all of those circumstances are, we found that really at the kind of the darkest times mm-hmm. that the verse that we talked about at the beginning of the show, where the prophet Jeremiah says, "The faithful love of the Lord never ends." It's one thing to read that. Mm-hmm. It's another thing entirely to experience that. Mm-hmm. And once you've been touched by that faithful love, and then he goes on later in the verse to say, his mercies begin afresh each morning. Mm-hmm. And so you wake up in the morning, and I like to get up early, and I love to get into God's word early, and I walk the dogs, and the sun's coming up, and just to experience that fresh mercy each day, and mm-hmm. to kind of come out of that saying, we know where she is because she had a great relationship mm-hmm. with the Lord, particularly at the end of her life. And so she's with the Lord now. We mourn here and mm-hmm. we are sad and our hearts are broken here, but we mourn as those with hope.
Right.
But during that, again, my point is experiencing that faithful love of the Lord radically changes everything. Mm-hmm. So, thank you to the listeners for your thoughts and prayers, but the family is doing as well as we can, and I feel like we are completely super glued together by Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, his love, his grace is mm-hmm. sufficient, mm-hmm. and we were able to experience that. So I just mm-hmm. needed to kind of give our listeners an sure. update on that. Mm-hmm. And now I'm coming to you, Lori Kramer, because we were talking before the show that you have a little bit of God's word that's been on your heart mm-hmm. this mm-hmm. week. I'm wondering if you'd share that.
Sure. Well, for Lent, I've been reading a lot about Jonah and Jonah's rebellious heart and rebellious Nineveh, that when God, you know, told his prophet to go and preach and restore Nineveh, he went the exact opposite direction as far as he could from the Lord. And we all know the story when we were kids in Sunday school. But what has impressed me so much this time reading it again as an adult is just God's relentless pursuit of us. I mean, Jonah was on his way on a ship as far away from the opposite direction of where God wanted to send him. And, you know, there's nothing that is hidden from the Lord. I mean, he knows our hearts. He knows what we've done, the good and the bad, and he loves us anyway. And he relentlessly pursued Jonah to love him and to bring him back and to redeem him. And, you know, I love when God sends the fish to swallow him up and Jonah's in the fish. And he says he cried out to the Lord and he heard his cry. So I've just been encouraged that no matter some of the girls I work with are just really hard, desperate, lost situations, that no matter what we've done, that there's nothing we can do that could cause God to love us any less. And so God sent Jonah, like he sends us Jesus in the New Testament, to take care of those things we've done and to pursue a relationship with us. And so we see that restoration as Jonah is spit out of the mouth of the whale and restored. And goes on to Nineveh, and their hearts are changed. And so just how the Lord's grace and mercy is extended to us, even when we don't deserve it. And there's nothing we can do to stop him from loving us and pursuing us, because that's his heart.
Let's talk about that just a little bit further. And then I really want to ask some questions about your Young Lives ministry. But let's talk about, once you understand how much and how powerfully God loves you, our listener, and he loves Lori Kramer and Jeff Gaffney, that the Lord loves you. Once you come to that realization that you're not just kind of going through, you don't have to just go through the motions every day and be unhappy and, you know, try different things because you think it's going to bring you happiness. When once you just kind of turn around, Jonah, and understand the magnificence of how you are God's treasure. And once you're able to kind of stop running from him and turn and say, well, God, I want you to be my treasure. I'm your treasure. You're my treasure. You enter into that relationship part that we were talking about earlier on the show, the magnificence of God's love. And once I think we talked about this a little earlier in the show. It's one thing to kind of go to church and go through the motions. And believe me, church is important, extremely important. But once you understand the height and depth of God's love for you, changes everything.
Well, Blaise Pascal said, we all have a God-shaped vacuum in our heart, and we try to fill it with other things that are just not satisfying, leave us feeling empty unless God is in that place. And so I think, you know, Jonah talks about clinging to worthless idols, like the Ninevites clinging to worthless idols that don't last, don't love them like the way they're intended to love, don't solve their problems. And God wants to fill that vacuum in all of our hearts in a way that we can't even imagine compared to the other things we've put in there that are temporary and that are, you know, some of them destructive to us and some of them don't last and can't solve our problems. And so, I mean, God's relentless pursuit of us and that desire for relationship to give us himself. And I think, too, that realizing not only God loves us, because sometimes we feel like he has to, but he likes us, like he wants to spend time with us. He wants to walk through our days together, the good and the bad, and that he's just waiting, like you said, just ready there, waiting for us to turn and come to him.
I think the Apostle John says, because we love him because he loved us first. I'm butchering that verse a little bit, but God loved us first. And the minute we kind of turn around and recognize that changes everything. We're talking with Lori Kramer. This is Everyday Faith Radio. And I want to get into now, Lori, if we could shift gears a little bit with you. And I want to talk about your very powerful ministry, Young Lives in Charlottesville. Can you explain for our listeners what's going on there?
Sure. Young Lives is a branch of Young Life, which is a Christian outreach to high school students. And Young Lives is specifically for teen moms and pregnant teens. And we started in Charlottesville about 7 years ago, and there's about 15 girls currently. We've worked with, I don't know, upper 20s at this point over the years, but 15 girls we're currently working with and 12 ladies who are amazing mentors who basically what we do is there's no formula. It's just life on life. We just enter life with them wherever they are and walk through daily stuff like how do I get health insurance or formula or diapers, but also heart stuff, you know, healing from abuse or addiction or just generational things in their homes and practical stuff, helping them graduate or get their GED and find a job or go to college or, you know, the world around them is telling them you've messed up, you'll never amount to anything. And we are speaking life and hope into them saying it's just begun. You've got your whole life ahead of you. And so really try to not only share with them the joy and the hope of Jesus, but practically entering their worlds and caring for them day in and day out.
Have you found that the faith has increased for both the unwed mothers, but also the volunteers? Have you seen kind of a faith boost on both sides?
Yeah. Absolutely. I love that. Everyone who has volunteered are ladies who didn't previously weren't involved in ministry or weren't even some of them weren't even familiar with Young Life. And And that's awesome. And so they have stepped out in faith and taken risk with some difficult situations and found themselves really leaning on the Lord to not only find words to say, but to know how to help practically in volatile situations, in desperate situations of needing food or resources or that kind of thing. So having ladies say, I'll never lead a Bible study, but I'll come help you, Lori, and then start leading Bible studies and start sharing with the girls in a way that just brings me to tears when they were kind of hiding in the back when they started. And so, yeah, I think ladies love, and we have an amazing fellowship. The ladies love each other. And I think the girls see that. They see our friendships and they desire that depth of friendship that maybe some of them have never experienced.
Wonderful ministry. And if we could touch down in our last minute or so on the program, talk a little bit about your husband's very involved in Young Life, and you have been the faithful volunteer for 20 plus years. Talk about Young Life in Charlottesville and kind of the impact from your perspective that that's had on our community.
Wow. I think it's had a great impact. It's all the high schools in Charlottesville. We moved here originally 14 years ago to be the staff, and now there's other staff. And Wildlife for middle school kids, Capernaum for kids with special needs, Young Life for teen moms. And so I would say now that I have three teenagers and I have high school or college students loving on them, I'm even more grateful for Young Life to speak into their lives and to walk their journey with them as a parent after what I've done for 28 years watching someone else do it with my kids. So I think it gives kids hope. It gives them safe environment. It gives them positive peer pressure and a whole lot of fun because, you know, John 10:10 says that he's come to give us life and life to the full. And we love to have fun in Young Life and we love to talk about hard stuff, but we also love to just be with each other and in it with each other day in and day out.
All four of my children have gone through Young Life. My twin boys, who are now first year in college, would say that Young Life, particularly the camp, had an amazing impact. And I will real quickly, as we're ending the program, tell you that Young Life has had an impact on my life. One of our mutual friends, Chris Poe, was a Young Life minister when he came to Charlottesville, and he was the one who challenged me to that Navigators program, memory verse program,
right.
And
tropical memory system.
Fantastic program, and it has been an amazing faith booster. Lori Kramer, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
To all of our listeners, happy Sunday, and may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may his face shine upon you and bring you peace. We'll see you next week on Everyday Faith.